Today's learning from Nishus Chaim Luz from Shai Moshe and Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Zeris from Nachbar and Moshe from Yischus for Shalem and Fechaim Moshe and Malkam and Brach Masar Malkam and Ramat Yitzchum and Pegel Dino and Yischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So holding Simen Shin Aleph and we are in middle of Sif Tez Zayin, almost at the end, the last on page 158, the last line of the Ramah. Says the Ramah, the lo yelech adam yachav b'Shabbos, a person should not walk around barefoot on Shabbos, b'makom, in a place ain't derech leilech yachef, yachef, in a place that it's unusual for people to walk around barefoot. We'll see. Really, in general, we shouldn't be walking around barefoot anytime. But on Shabbos, especially in a place that it's not normal, okay, you live in a makom that it's the minig ha-makom is that people walk around barefoot, then it's obviously a different story. But in general, you shouldn't walk around barefoot on Shabbos. Lo yetze adam b'Shabbos k'moshu yetze b'chol. Person should not go out on Shabbos the way he's dressed during the week. Bilti davar achir, you should always be wearing something unique for Shabbos. Sheyisker al yadishu Shabbos lo yavi l'chalei. So you should remember it Shabbos and you shouldn't make a mistake in l'chal Shabbos. So it's very interesting what the Ramah is talking about over here. The Ramah is not talking about over here what we talk about earlier on, that on Shabbos we're supposed to dress in our finest clothes, als kavod Shabbos, that we're supposed to dress up nicely for L'Kavod Shabbos. Here's talking about a different point, that even if for whatever reason you're not wearing your Shabbos clothes, you should be wearing something that's different than you would wear during the week. This way, it's just a natural reminder that it's Shabbos, you shouldn't by mistake come to be Mechal Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'makom Shein Derech, Sifkat Samach Beis, Ubedarke Moshe Mashma that fill of the makam shadarkim leilach yachif bichol, even in a place that the minig makam is that they do walk around barefoot during the week. B'Shabbos Yilbosh min ha'olam kadesh yisker shehu Shabbos, on Shabbos you should wear shoes. So this way you remember Shabbos. Ubebachis the gam yesh b'zem shum einik Shabbos alts einik Shabbos, that if you should wear shoes that versus walking around barefoot. On the other hand, using that same concept, Rav Chaim writes that according to the Bach, that you should wear shoes als einik Shabbos. If a person has something with his feet that shoes are painful for him, then adarabah, he's the other way around. So then he should be walking around without shoes. So as we find this all the time when it comes to einik Shabbos, where it says you should eat basar and dogim and yayin and wear shoes als einik Shabbos. But if a person is in a situation that those things are fakir to einik Shabbos, they don't give him an einik Shabbos, then obviously you shouldn't do it. Who adim be yantiv tzarich lezayir b'zeh? It's the same rule on yantiv, einik Shabbos, yantiv shavim, because we have the same inyan of einik Shabbos. You have einik yantiv. Ayin simen beis. The gam bechol midas tzniyus who shaloi leilich yachiv. It's a person who is a tzenua, meaning he is not somebody who is just out there. It's not appropriate to be walking around barefoot. We put down other reasons. Other reasons is because Rachman al-Tzlan and Oval walks around barefoot, so it's a sign of Avelis, and therefore, in general, we shouldn't be walking around barefoot. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Zayin, Chiger, somebody who is lame on his leg, She'ene yachal leilich b'lei makal. He's not capable of walking without a stick. You can walk around on the street with a cane, even if it's not tied to you in any way. Aval, and this we're going to have to, the next part we're going to have to discuss. Aval im efshalei leilach zulah. So what happens if somebody who is able to walk without a cane, okay, ve'ene noitle el lahachzik atzma, he only does it to strengthen himself. Usser, he's not allowed to go with a cane. Now this is very problematic because we see a lot of people who are like that, who, as they get older, they use canes, not necessarily that they can't walk without it, all right? They walk around their house without a cane, some of them. But then on the street, they do carry a cane. So are they allowed to carry a cane? They're not allowed to carry a cane. So if you read the Mechaber, very simple, it would seem that that's only lahachzik atzmai, only to strengthen himself, and therefore that person should perhaps not be able to go out without a cane. If a person could walk without a cane, but we'll have to see about that in a moment. B'cholish amim b'cholyev, it doesn't just say dina kechiger. So the Gemara is just telling us that somebody who was sick and now it's hard for him to walk, that's like a lame. You don't have to have a permanent lameness in order to be able to carry a stick. Says the Mishavur Sivkat in Yudzayim. Beloy makom mutta, somebody who cannot walk around without a stick. It is mutta for him to carry the stick. Okay. The cave and then yochalelech klal beloy makom. Since he is incapable of walking without the stick, have like a middle of the day. It's like his shoes, and therefore he's allowed to carry the stick. Aval im efsha. So then the Mechaber said, if he is able to walk without the stick, somebody says, to somebody, an elderly person, he walks around this house without the stick. When he goes outside, because he's weak, he does take a stick with him. He's only taking it to strengthen himself. Even though he's going to shake without it, also to have a makel, it's like a masui. The stick is carrying by him. Okay, kevon the bebeisai ha'ilch b'li makel. Since in his house he's going without a stick, aval im hiskin kol kach the yeshle leilch klal b'li makel. He can't go at all without a stick. Okay, the mutter then it would be mutter. So now. Lamaisa, we see people walking around with sticks all the time. So there's a couple of reasons why that is. So number one, that if it's the many of the Paiskim hold that if you this is Machlokes is the Paiskim. What happens if you can walk without a stick? But when it comes to let's say steps or it comes to someplace that's sloped. He wouldn't be able to walk without a stick, and he knows he's going to be walking to such a place, so that's not considered efshalelelech because on his way there are places that he can't go without the stick. So that's one reason that you can be matter. Others also learn that let's say a person could walk without a stick. All right, he walks around this house without a stick, but without a stick he can only go one block. He wants to go three blocks. He wants to get to the shul. So that's also considered it's efshalelelech without the stick. Obviously, if a person is in this situation, he should ask his local Orthodox rabbi. But that's where those learn that it's not so black and white what the Mechaber is saying. Black and white, yeah, the guy can totally walk without it and get to where he wants to go, and he would be able to get through all the places that he needs to walk through without the stick. That becomes more problematic. Okay, the Mechaber said he's only taking to strengthen himself. Somebody's walking in a place that is that it rained and it's slippery. He's going on the current ice. They call it ice. So once a person is scared that he's going to fall down, so a lot of times elderly people is another. Angle. A lot of times, elderly people when they walk outside, the reason they take a stick because they have a fear that they're going to slip, and especially during the winter where there's ice, and that's why they take a stick, the damalachiger, because then he won't walk outside since he has a fear of walking without it. That's considered eshalelach. Well, Yerabba Kosovol of the Ein Dvarach Mecharachim. However, the Yerabba doesn't really agree. The Gam ba'Oida Chren Risa Shadatim She'en La'hatam Zeh Rak Makom She'yesh Erev. Those who hold that it's an error. So again, you have to know where you are. Are we talking about a daraisa or a shusaram? We're talking about just a place that's a darabanan. It's only, and we got to know the situation of each individual person. Can he walk? Can he not walk? Why is he taking the stick? And so each situation is unique. But us, sir. But makel if somebody has a cane that is. Very, very nice. It's a silver handle, very rabbish, and it's carrying it covered. Oh, see, now to carry the afshu tachshit, even though it's a tachshit, it's a tachshit, decorative, right? So why can I wear earrings and that? So we learned this already. Loihuta lisa tachshavayade. The heter of wearing a tachshit is only when it's on you, not when you're carrying it in your hand. Ra'al kein mashin ahagach shuvim lotzeis b'makel shavayadam. The chashuv people walk around with a stick. Asurin lost this behem b'Shabbos chutzair. Of course, they're not allowed to carry it outside the Erev. Avat toicher mutan im nois lekavet oishe yesh by tzarech kentzas. If you're with the Erev and it's done as a decorative piece, or you have some sort of need for it, avat beloy tzarech klak ikas elusa the Shabbos. You stam to walk around with a stick that you don't need at all. That is not appropriate on Shabbos. So, and then we said somebody was sick. Dina kechiga henu de tole gamkin miyachalelch b'limakol. If somebody was again, the mechaber started with somebody who's a chiger. It doesn't have to be only somebody who's a chiger. Somebody who's a sick. Again, the same halacha would apply. Says the mechaber sif yudches suma a somebody who's blind. Atzilatz you're not allowed to walk out with a stick. Let's see why. Also, like, because we do see all the time blind people walk around with a stick. So what's the difference over here? Also, lots of hand chutz layer about today. It's a time. The etzemach chasse efshalay leilich b'li. He can go without the stick. But ain't a night dolly yashiv. So the what the machaber is talking about seems that the blind people were using their sticks differently than we're using it now. They were using it to just keep themselves straight or whatever it is. Most blind people today are walking around with the with their stick is they can't walk without it. That's how they know where the sidewalk is. They know where the walls are. They know where there's people. They know they can't. It's incapable for them to walk at it, and therefore, it would be a different halacha. Says the Mechaber Sif Yutess, Misha who asar ukvalam. Okay, so this is a very interesting shaila. Hopefully, not negated to anybody we know. Somebody who is a prisoner, and they in order for him to go outside, he has to wear. Kavala, what are they? So he explains, Parish and Tabayas Gedolim, these large rings, Shasoger behind her glimes. He's not just locked up, he is wearing leg chains. Okay, so he must be a serious criminal. Muta lots of spam, you're allowed to go out with them. Why are you allowed to walk out with leg chains on you? Kavala, the Nechshav to my Malbush. It's like a Malbush. The Derech Halichasik, who came. This is the way the guy goes out. It's bottled to him, Lagabar. You're not worried that they're going to fall off. Why are we not worried? This stomach came into us, Abraham. This is made to lock him up. We certainly don't have to be worried that they're going to fall off. I don't know the answer because I didn't have time to research this question, but somebody who has an ankle bracelet, I would assume. Is a similar halacha, but honestly, I haven't looked into it, and hopefully, won't be negated to anybody here by the share. Says Mechaber Sif Chaf, Ein Yaitzim, Beankitmin. Okay, what is an ach? So this is a very interesting sif. What is Ankitmin? Who kamin chamar shaitzim chalitzonim v'nira. It's what the clowns would carry. They would have, it looks like a donkey with a stick, and they make believe they're riding on it. Really is just between his feet. What's the ksharim? It's these long sticks that has a place to put your feet on it. You're going in the mud, basically stilts. What's beframi? It's a mask that looks like a funny face or a scary face. You put it on your face. To scare these children. So you can't go out with the fake horses, you can't go out with stilts, and you cannot go out with masks to scare the children. Sorry to ruin everybody's fun today. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. It's not a malbush. All these three cases would be cases of where it's an unusual way of carrying these things, and therefore you would not be chayav the deraisa. You would only be on the derabbanan of taking it out, and therefore it's aser, but you putter if you actually took it out that way. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Amatzah Shem, we will continue tomorrow.